I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Sex Science Sunday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. We are living in the most insane times of my, so far, reasonably lengthy life. It seems like there is chaos swirling all around us here in the United States. And while the global pandemic affects everyone in the world, the United States will and is suffering worse than most other countries. Why? Because we have singularly had the worst response to the coronavirus. It's not just been ineffectual or bad or incompetent. It seems criminal. While the number of cases increase every single day, while the number of deaths increase every single day, the President of the United States has basically given up. He's focused on his reelection. He is no longer even pretending to be interested in the coronavirus. The coronavirus task force barely meets anymore. And something truly astonishing happened at Trump's absolute failure of a political rally last Saturday. I can certainly say it's the first time where I've seen an audience cheer when someone picked up a glass of water and took a drink. Unless they were like a ventriloquist and the dummy continued to talk. But at the rally, Trump picked up a glass of water and drank it. The audience went wild. Why? Because he failed to do that last time. That's just how low the bar is for President Trump. He can drink a glass of water. Well, but that's not the most bizarre and disturbing thing from the whole rally. While it was mostly boring, there was plenty of strange, bizarre, and disturbing. But one thing stood out. The president's claim that he told his people to slow down testing. Now, we have failed in this country at testing on day one, and that's one of the reasons that we are so far behind other countries and things are so much worse here. Well, it's hard to know things are worse here. We're acting like everything is fine because the president has basically declared that this crisis is over. We don't have to think about it anymore as the numbers rise, as the deaths rise. He said it out loud that he told them to slow down testing. Then his campaign people denied that, said he was joking. He was asked about it later, and he said, if I did slow down, frankly, I think we're way ahead of ourselves. If you want to know the truth, we've done too good a job. What can that possibly mean in light of the fact that America has done the worst job of testing per capita in the world? We literally have no idea what's going on with this disease in this country because we have so dramatically under-tested. And that has led to an unbelievable undercount of the number of infections and the number of deaths we've had in the United States. Some say we are undercounting by as much as a factor of 10. According to the FDNY, in New York alone, they're looking at least 3,600 deaths that haven't been officially tallied. And that's the case all over the country. It's tons of cardiac deaths, lots of deaths, never any real cause cited, and they were never tested for COVID. So the bottom line is, we have no idea how bad things are in the United States, but a lot of experts are saying, well, it's about to hit us like an out-of-control wildfire. So things are bad, really bad. We're acting as if things are fine, and the experts are saying, oh no, we're about to get hit really, really hard. And the bottom line is this just gross incompetence on the president's part? And he is 100% at fault for the problems that we're having because it has been his policies and his bad decisions that have done nothing but make matters worse. And my response to that is, yes, yes, he's incompetent. Yes, he is mentally unhinged. Yes, he's a malignant narcissist. But there's something else. Something that ties him more directly into the topic of this show. Now, I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a medical expert. I study sexually related issues a lot, trying to understand as much as I can about it. But I'm not formally trained. So I don't have that level of expertise. But based on my studies and looking at the president, it occurred to me, well, this guy sounds like a sexual sadist. Now I know what you're thinking. Well, sexual sadist, BDSM, guys who like to spank and use whips. No, I'm talking about sexual sadism disorder. And it's actually not what you think it is. Now, I've been involved in the BDSM world, and the thing about that world is that the number one rule, beyond all things, is consent. It's power exchange and a form of sexual play, and yes, it's a bit fetishistic, and people enjoy that part of it, but it doesn't generally cause problems in people's lives. But with someone with sexual sadism disorder, consent is not an issue. And when we're looking at fetishes, there's a number of fetishes that don't involve sex at all. In fact, the idea behind it is that something else is a substitute for sexual gratification. And that's kind of the way it works with sexual sadism disorder. They get their form of sexual gratification not through sexually stimulating their penis. And yes, it is usually men who are sexual sadists. Where they get that same feeling of relief and that sense of pleasure is from hurting others. And this just seemed so clearly to apply to the present that I jumped in and did a quick Google search to see if anybody in the medical profession has been talking about that. And as it turns out, yes, yes they are. Psychologist John Gartner has come up and specifically said that Trump is a sexual sadist. And also made it clear that the cruelty and the pain and the hurting of people is intentional. It's not incompetence. He said, Donald Trump is a malignant narcissist. Our president's mental pathologies inexorably compel him to hurt and kill large numbers of people, including his own supporters. That explains why so many of his suggestions of what people should do about COVID-19 is actually going to harm people. It's not stupidity. His intent is to cause harm. Now, I know some of you are going to be screeching to a halt and going, wait, he's doing this on purpose? That's insane. Well, he is insane, but this is a pathology. Now, or since I had my brain injuries, I became fascinated with brain pathologies and just about everything to do with the brain. So I've read an awful lot of stuff about this, including about malignant narcissists, because, you know, I've had some of those in my family. And here's the thing, if you're healthy and normal, you can't even begin to understand the depths of depravity of a full-blown malignant narcissist. You can't think like they do any more than you could get into the mind of someone who is autistic and think like they do. It's a whole different way of perceiving the world and thinking. As Dr. Gartner said in an interview, malignant narcissists are very sick people. They are sick in such a deep, disturbed, and dark way that a normal person cannot comprehend such behavior. Therefore, normal, mentally healthy people cannot imagine or understand the mind of a malignant narcissist. And having been around a malignant narcissist, I will tell you, yeah, that's absolutely true. He cannot feel anything for any other human being, and most of us just can't imagine that, but he can't. So what he does get off on is the power to hurt people, and now, as president, he has the power to cause people to die. The deaths in his concentration camps for immigrants aren't accidental. They're an intentional part of the system. And even getting his own followers to do stupid things, and the drinking of bleach thing that he suggested, tons, thousands of his followers tried, according to the CDC. And of course got very sick. But that's the point for someone like Trump. It's that power to not just hurt people, but to get people to hurt themselves for him. And that's why I say Trump isn't really a president. He's more the leader of a cult. He is Jim Jones. And the drinking bleach was drinking Kool-Aid. Jim Jones was also a malignant narcissist. What makes Trump even more dangerous is that actually most malignant narcissists are smart and knowledgeable. He's not. And as has been reported, he has no ability to learn anything new. So he's not really smart enough to act normal, but apparently voters aren't smart enough to realize that he's so profoundly abnormal. From here on in, when we talk about malignant narcissists, he's going to be the example of one of the most extreme. But if you look at Donald Trump from the perspective that hurting other people is the point, cruelty is the point, then you can begin to understand what this is all about. Otherwise, it doesn't make the slightest bit of sense. Trump gets off on hurting people.